gather round, children of the wilderness and daydreams, from the rugged land of the lofty pine to the great rolling and fertile plains, will I not lend an ear to the sway of forgotten tongues, a most puzzling of journeys many poets and travellers will tell? For this here tale is of adventure from a time long, long ago, all about a pondering child called Wonder. Misty but potent legends recall that he did once drink from a wishing well. Deep in dreaming was his spirit from the moment he was born. Full of play was the child who lived for the sparkle of his mother's eyes, that danced in merriment like the rising sun of a sweet, sweet summer's morn. For many are the ways that awaken the song of the blessed gift of life. May one day, whilst out a-walking through the ancient forest of abundance, where the old cunning fox, the enchanted elves and the fairies hide, on the ever-restless wind, Wonder heard a strange voice lamenting of love and wisdom and the lost and hallowed art of the game called Seek and Find. For far away in your heart lies a winding road that'll twist and turn, leading far beyond the walls of your mind. Dear child, like sparrowhawk you are, but never will you soar above the sharp peaks if the heart be deserted on the sacred earth, feeling empty and left behind. Searching for the mysterious source of this soothing voice, for full of flight and mischief did tickle the butterflies within, leaving Wonder numb of wits and without the ability of making choice. Racing deeper and deeper amongst the vast and ancient forest, spellbound to the air of the guiding and calming call, when from far beyond the distance emerged an almighty thunder from the gaping mouth of a mighty roaring waterfall. It bellowed louder and louder with every lightsome step. The tempest bowed his head in shame, for such was the force of the torrent shake that rumbled forth a curious vision unto Wonder, a whispering from the realms of the second sight, where he did gaze upon a mysterious land renowned far and wide as the fabled kingdom of the Crystal Lake. Lost in strange perception, cold of his senses, the boy crossed beyond the forbidden boundary stone, where lay a forgotten village of a peaceful people, skilled in charms and lore, where elders and chiefs sit round the fire in council, reciting epic stories and legends of giants of renown who walked the sacred mountains many icy winters before.
Oh, yeah.
without verse nor scarcity of craft, with pine songs of heroes and pathfinding braves, where rainbow warriors would battle their shadows to free their hearts in its secret ways. For coiled in this sanctuary lies in hiding a gift, a secret trail full of questions and thought, where the rainbow warrior must clamber and toil to give breath to his dreams before they wither and rot.